Hup, two, three. Well, when I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the sub. Have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. And it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a hole for the claw for the dick. Did hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from a shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. And after supper, we'd sit around the fire, and the old folks spit and chew. And Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and my granny sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and I'd listen, I'd watch the fire till the cobwebs fill my head. The next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a hole for the call for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. I love my ma, I love my pa, I love granny and grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle and I wrestle with my cousins. I even kissed Aunt Sue. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all plus a gal down the road for grandma's feather bed.
Wait,
I'd trade them
all plus reconsider that one.
Well, I guess I better reconsider about the gal down the road to get mighty lonely around here by myself. Well, it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a hole for the claw for the tick. Did hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's.